U luister na 100.5 FM.
Welcome to Dr. Caroline Leaf. A good day to you.
Hi, thank you so much. Lovely to be with you.
It is awesome to speak to you again. And you are in South Africa at the moment, I understand.
Yes, we arrived yesterday. We're here for a month doing different tours through the country, different events through the country.
Wow, wow, wow. You've also come to promote your new book, Think, Learn, Succeed. When will that be available?
That's available currently. It's actually available now. Its release date is the 7th of August, but it's being released. It'll be in the shops on the 7th of August, and then it's being sold at all my events throughout the country that I'm doing. And they can pick up, anyone who wants to come to those events, they can go to my schedule at drleaf.com.
Wonderful. I look forward to maybe even see you in person. That would be awesome.
Wonderful.
Let's speak a little bit about your book, Think, Learn, Succeed. It's not the first book you've written. You're a well-known author internationally. The first book that you've written that really put you on the map, if I can use those words, is Switch on Your Brain. What is different with the new book, Think, Learn, Succeed?
Well, Switch on Your Brain shows the basic principles of the mind-brain connection and how to detox your brain, based on the science of thought. What I've done in this book, as you've mentioned, many books, each of my books is dealing with different aspects because it's such a huge field. So this particular book is accumulation of all my research and literally all my research into three tools that I used in my practice. Just over my years of experience of 30 years now of working with people, 25 years in clinical practice, and then globally teaching around the world now for nearly 20 years, and the thousands of emails we get, there's such a need for people to have lifestyle tools that they can use on a daily basis for the rest of their life to grow the way that they function. So this book provides that. This book is, and it's not as a replacement, it's actually in addition. So each of my books are like a all part of a toolkit. And this one focuses on three tools that I did, that I researched in depth and used extensively with my patients. And it deals with understanding the power of mindsets, what a mindset is, and I assume we can go into more detail. I'll just give you the big picture.
Yes.
And the second part deals with your customized thinking, the unique way that you think, which helps you identify your identity, which is core to success. And the third part talks about how you actually think to build memories, to grow your brain, which is vital to brain health and mind health.
Generally,
so that's the difference.
Okay. Yeah, generally speaking, mind health, the way I think, those are things that, some people call them taboo. You can't change them. And I am what I am. I've heard that said many a time. So this book addresses also that I can change that mindset, that way of thinking of I am what I am, and that's just what you got to accept.
Absolutely. So where this book really goes into understanding that every moment of every day, you are thinking and changing your brain. So your mind and your brain are not the same thing. And I think that's what most people don't understand. They think brain, they think mind, they think it's the same thing. But it's not, because your mind is the 99% of who you are. It's the non-physical part of who you are. It's your thinking, feeling, and choosing. And your mind works through your brain. It generates energy through your brain as you think, feel, and choose. And your brain responds to your mind by then building these thoughts made out of proteins and chemicals and things inside your brain, and they look like little trees. So we literally, with our mind, are creating matter, which is very powerful. So, and then
wow,
the matter that we create, which are these thoughts, then control how every single cell of our body function. So your thinking builds thoughts, and that controls your entire body, all 75 to 100 trillion cells of your brain and your body. Your brain is constantly changing. With every moment of every day, you are thinking and changing your brain. And we designed to bring our thoughts under control. So as we control our thoughts, we change our brain. And you can design your own reality. You can literally design the direction that you go into with how you use your intentions, how you intentionally and deliberately think. And that's, as you quite correctly say, Derek, is not many people realize that. And that creates a sense of hopelessness that a lot of people have a sense of hopelessness that, gosh, this is just, I just think in these ways and do these things, but they don't. What we do have is an identity, and that's something different. I address that in the second part of my book. We do, each and every one of us, have a unique way of functioning. We are wired for love in this absolutely unique way. And this unique way of thinking is called our customized thinking. So like we think of custom-made items, it means something very special, that something is custom made for you. We actually, each and every one of us, have our own unique way of thinking, and it's perfect. It's incredible. Our brain is wired for love. Our body is wired for love. So what we have is a mind that is wired for love, and every part of our physical brain and body is wired for love. And so we're designed to think well, to make good choices, to feel the correct emotions. That's our natural. But we have free will, so we can choose. And if we choose incorrectly, we'll think incorrectly, we'll build the wrong thoughts, we'll rewire our brain in the incorrect way, and that then creates neurochemical chaos, and we go against the natural functioning of the brain, and that causes this chaotic thought life and toxic emotions and mental ill health issues and diseases in our brain and our body, because 75 to 98% of illnesses come from our thought life. Our thought life is controlling everything. So that's very important for people to understand the power of the thought life. And I stress that in all my books. And in this book, I stress that in terms of mindsets, in terms of customized thinking, and in terms of the tools that we need to build memory. Because that's what we're doing all day long. You can control the effectiveness of your memory building. You're building memory right now as you're listening to me. So the way in which you build your memory brings more brain health. So we have a lot more control than what we realize.
Let's take this into a practical example. I'm driving in my car, something happens in the traffic, and I flare up, and it's just bad. Would you describe that as a mindset?
Absolutely, because your mind is, every moment of every day, you're thinking and feeling and choosing. Those three work together. You think, you feel, you choose. So you're in traffic, and you're thinking as you're driving, and now something happens in traffic, and you're thinking, feeling, and choosing. So you're experiencing frustration, you are choosing to get mad, and as you do that, you're going against the natural wiring of your brain, because that then changes the energy that flows through the brain, and it's quantum energy, it's electromagnetic energy, it's chemical energy. It's all very scientific and very real. So that thought that you're generating then is putting this, like, almost like taking your brain and putting it in a liquidizer, or, you know, dropping your computer on the floor. You're actually creating damage, and that then builds these very toxic thoughts, which then if you keep on thinking about that, it'll grow stronger and stronger, and eventually becomes a habit, so that every time you get in your car and you get in traffic and there's a slight issue, to use your example, that pattern has been established into a habit, which takes 63 days to form, not 21, by the way, which most people don't realize either. And then that tends to pop from your non-conscious to your conscious mind, and it becomes the mindset of, you know, frustration, anger, lack of peace, etc., that you then view that next traffic incident. And unless you get it under control, you are just going to get worse and worse, and that creates more and more damage in your brain. And the next thing, you start feeling, you know, physical symptoms, whatever. So whatever we keep that's toxic inside of us, whether it's getting mad in traffic, whether it's getting, you know, the habits, the toxic things that we have that we develop in terms of reacting in negative ways, if you keep those in you, the bitterness, the unforgiveness, all of that, those are very real physical structures that you built into your brain. You've created matter in your brain, and unless you deal with those, they're damaging your brain, and that's leading to these illnesses and so on. So we can capture that. We can rewire our brain, and because our brain's neuroplastic, and how do we do it with our mind? So we can choose to say, okay, well, I'm not going to lose it in traffic today. And over a series of 63 days, you can retrain yourself to not react like that and to get a sense of peace and calm, get coping techniques, etc., to help yourself. And I mean, it's a simple example. Think of and that does damage in your brain. Think of if you're constantly bitter, or constantly unforgiving, or constantly reacting in a negative way to a spouse, or, you know, because research shows every time you do that, you knock your immune system out by up to 60%. And, you know, so every time we do something toxic, we are throwing our entire body into disarray.
In your own personal life, could you and would you describe maybe an example where you had toxic thinking and how you overcame that, and what was the effect on your family with overcoming this toxic thinking, resetting that mindset?
Okay, so great question, Derek. I think what we need to establish quickly up front, just a broad picture to answer that question, every single human on the planet thinks, feels, and chooses, and every single human on the planet makes wrong choices. We all do. And all of us have, at the minute we make a wrong choice, we affect our mental health. So every single one of us, every day, make multiple incorrect choices. And that is toxic thinking. So what happens is that in terms of each of us individually, we need to learn to live disciplined lifestyles of controlling our thoughts. And research shows that we can do this every 10 seconds. You can literally control the thoughts, your responses to situations every 10 seconds. And that's a very intentional and deliberate lifestyle. That's what I've trained myself to do through my work, through working with patients, through all my books. These are cumulatively the experiences that I've had that I have poured into my books. And in the latest book, Thinking and Succeeding, you've got three very clear tools to help you do this. So in terms of, in terms of my own life, one of the big things that I worked on for a long time was working on if only. So that's very toxic. Like, I do something and then I would, if only I'd done it this way. And that in itself just immediately causes damage. So I went through my own process, my own 21-day brain detox, and my own way of, processing this information. And I have a system called the 21-day brain detox, a five-step process, which is in part three of the Think, Learn, Succeed book, the five steps. And those five steps are how your brain breaks down memory and builds up memory. So whether you, every single day as a human, we need to be building our brain. Our brain is designed to gain knowledge, to grow. And every single day our brain is designed to detox, to get rid of toxic thoughts. So we're supposed to be doing that every day. And that's a lifestyle that I use to improve my own life. Every day I spend a couple of hours in brain research, building my brain. I'm always learning, I'm always reading, I'm always thinking deeply. I've trained myself to do that. And then I'm always working on some kind of detox issue. So it's not something that you do once off you have an issue and you do work on that only and then never again. If, as you finish one issue, you'll do another. And according to the mathematical side of this whole thing, every human is detoxing around about 17, should be. We should be detoxing around about 17 issues a year. 365 days divided by 21 gives you 17. Why 21? Our brain works in cycles of 21. Our mind and our brain together and our body together work in cycles of 21 days for healing. It takes 21 days to break down a memory and build up a new long-term memory. And then it takes another two cycles of 21 days, which brings you to 63 days to build a habit. And this is what we're constantly supposed to be doing. So
amazing.
The key that I use in detoxing my life or dealing with stuff is to apply this principle daily. Daily, I'm using the five steps to build my brain. Daily, I'm working in these 63 days, these three 21-day cycles to break down toxic thoughts. So it's a lifestyle.
Is it difficult to make the switch or the move onto this new lifestyle?
Well, absolutely. It's difficult to make the switch, but it's not difficult once you enter it. It honestly takes you about 3 weeks to get yourself into the habit. Into that way of thinking, and then it takes about 63 days to build the habit of thinking like this. So if you started today, in 3 months' time, or nine weeks' time, you would be living this kind of lifestyle. So it's not that long. But in today's age where everything's quick fix, Twitter feed, like the whole mentality of everything must be quick and fast has created and bred, and I talk about this in Think, Learn, Succeed. I talk about in the introduction the problem of how we can so easily gather knowledge like puzzle pieces, but we don't build the puzzles. We can see so much on the internet, we can scan through so many news articles or research articles or information, but we don't think deeply about it. So our current lifestyle with technology, and technology is not bad, but it is bad if we misuse it, has created, I want things to go fast. And that I find is one of the greatest detriments to people shifting and changing, is they want someone to, to like, give me five steps, and I'll do them once and I'm a
instant quick fix.
It's a lifestyle process, and you're going to do it all day long, every day for the rest of your life, working on something.
Wow.
That's the mindset shift that we need to get.
And the best part is this is all without medication.
Well, absolutely. Psychotropic medication, which are your antidepressants, antipsychotics, anti-anxiety and stimulants, are very, very dangerous. And I have a lot of information in my books and my website. I've got TV shows, podcasts, a Dr. Deep show that people can follow me on YouTube as well. And I talk a lot about that in depth.
You have a number of gift profiles. And the tools for that in the book. Would you describe to us what they do?
Sure. So I do have a number of different profiles. In the particular book, Learn Succeed, I have put the profile in called the Gift Profile, which is something I developed in my practice many years ago to help my patients to understand their identity. When you understand your identity, which is how you uniquely think, which is different to everyone else, it helps you to really have purpose and meaning in your life. And I found that it was essential with my patients to do that because there was a lot of confusion and taking a false identity of I'm a failure and that kind of thing. And I find that with the work I do in the globe, it's a very common theme, and research shows that too. So this profile is great in helping you to understand your customized way of thinking. Very easy to fill in. There's no wrong answers, and it's in depth explained in the book. Very powerful for helping you understand yourself.
Dr. Caroline Leaf, what an honor and pleasure to speak to you again. We wish you God's blessing in South Africa and, well, all around the world, wherever you go. Thank you for speaking to us on 100.5 FM.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the interview. Enjoyed speaking to you.
Jou keuse op 100.5.